Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly morning. Lots of temperatures here in the 30s as you're walking out the door. I'll show you why this may become more common for the rest of the month.
Stopping weapons from getting into schools. The local school system reviewing security options today after two loaded guns were found at schools in just the past 3 weeks.
Also, passengers yelling in panic, deploying oxygen masks, and a cabin filling with smoke. New video shows the inside of a Southwest Airlines flight after a bird strike.
And the big topics we expect Governor Roy Cooper to highlight as priorities during tonight's State of the State address that will happen at 7 p.m. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 in the morning, and look at this gorgeous sunrise. What a way to start off our Monday. Glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it's beautiful on the way, but it is clear and cold out there as you get your day started here on a Monday. Don't be surprised by that. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center of what folks will face when they head out.
This is such a neat time of day because, of course, the camera behind you guys is looking to the east as the sun is coming up. This is looking to the west where the moon is setting. It looks like it's full, but it'll be full tomorrow. It's still going to be absolutely beautiful. We'll be able to see it. So pretty. I love this shot here. 43 degrees in the Triangle area right now. It's chilly out there. 38 in Clinton, 38 Southern Pines, 38 in South Hill, 34 in Roxborough. And temperatures will be a little milder tomorrow morning, but we're about to change the weather pattern completely. It's going to be a very warm day today. We climb into the upper 60s at lunchtime and low 70s, and then we'll cut and paste this over for tomorrow. After that, I'm going to show you the big pattern change that cools us down and for how long our temperatures will stay cool, Brian.
601 right now, Elizabeth. Going to head out to Knightdale for a live look at 87 at Hodge Road. Nice sunrise view there. The headlights on the southbound side of 87 coming from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Right now, we're not picking up any problems through the eastern side of Wake County. Do have a crash up on the northeast side of Raleigh right now. Reports of a minor crash at the intersection of Buffalo Road near William and Mary Drive. We're not seeing any delays there on Buffalo Road. If that changes, I will let you know. But right now, it looks clear through there. Also looking good in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro. Elizabeth and I will be back with another weather and traffic update in 10 minutes.
Brian, thank you. After a rash of threats and guns found on school campuses across our viewing area, today another school system is reviewing whether to install weapons detection systems. Just in the last 3 weeks, two loaded guns have been found on school campuses in Harnett County, one at Irwin Elementary, the other at Star Academy in Lillington. WRAL's Laura Levine is live this morning in Lillington with what leaders are doing to keep schools safe. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Well, the Board of Education here at Harnett County today will get a look at a few security options. I had the chance to go through that 10-page presentation where you can see exactly what's under consideration, a metal and weapons detection system, an open gate system, and an evolve system. That's what you're looking at here. It's what they're going to be considering has double lanes and multiple alarms. This discussion comes after a string of social media threats against schools in surrounding counties. Last month, here in Harnett County, they had two incidents. Really, just last week, a student brought a loaded gun to school here. Security upgrades are already in process in Wake, Granville, Johnston, and Person County schools. Johnston County is in the process right now of installing a weapons detection system in all of its schools. However, Wake school leaders say they don't have any plans of doing the same. Now, we will get a better look at what really could come here to Harnett County schools when that meeting begins at 6 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Lillington.
Tonight, we'll get insight into Governor Roy Cooper's priorities as he enters his final stretch in office. He'll deliver his State of the State address at 7 p.m. Governor Cooper will speak before a joint session of the legislature, and we'll be looking for themes like education and racial equity. Climate change may also be a big focus. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will deliver the Republican response immediately after the governor's speech. You can watch it live at 7 p.m. here on WRAL and on WRAL News Plus. You can get WRAL News Plus wherever you stream on the WRAL News app and on WRAL.com. It's also available on Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257. You can also listen to WRAL News Plus on the radio. Go to 99.3 in Raleigh, 96.5 in Durham, and 101.5 HD3 across the entire Triangle.
A man who's facing first-degree murder charges after the death of a 4-year-old girl in Goldsboro is expected to make his first court appearance today. Police arrested Umoja Bryant on Friday. They say a 4-year-old girl was brought lifeless to the emergency room at UNC Health Wayne on Thursday. Bryant is accused of beating that child to death. Police say a 5-year-old boy was also found with similar injuries. He was treated at the hospital and released. New this morning, 4 Americans kidnapped in Mexico may have ties to North Carolina. The FBI says the 4 were riding in a white minivan with a North Carolina tag when they crossed the border into northern Mexico on Friday. Agents say men with guns fired shots at their car, then kidnapped them shortly after they entered the country. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for their safe return. The agency has not released the names of the people who were kidnapped.
The NTSB will be at the site of another train derailment in Ohio today as there are more questions about Norfolk Southern's safety record. 28 cars jumped the tracks near Springfield, Ohio on Saturday. It's near Dayton. It's about 200 miles southwest of East Palestine, where a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed last month. Officials say there were liquid propane and ethanol on the train that went off the tracks this weekend, but not in the cars that derailed. People who live nearby were asked to shelter in place overnight as a precaution. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says he wants more answers.
I'm not entirely satisfied because I want to know there are some sort of remnants of something that might have been in those cars. Those cars were mostly empty, but I want to know if there are any contaminants sort of left in those mostly empty cars.
Senator Brown is calling for bipartisan safety reform. This is the 4th Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio in the last 5 months.
People who live near an intersection where 4 people died in a fiery crash say they want the state to make safety improvements there. The crash happened yesterday afternoon in Cumberland County on Highway 13 at Hayfield Road. That is a rural part of the county between the towns of Eastover and Wade. Troopers say the driver of an SUV ran through the stop sign on Hayfield Road and into the path of a tractor trailer. All 5 people who were in the SUV were ejected from the vehicle. 4 died at the scene. The 5th was airlifted to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the tractor trailer was also taken to the hospital and is expected to recover.
Road work that will close a busy intersection near the state fairgrounds could start tomorrow after it was delayed over the weekend. Those road crews were planning to start work at the intersection of Blue Ridge Road and Hillsborough Street this weekend, but the DOT postponed that work because of weather. The plan is to make Blue Ridge Road pass underneath Hillsborough Street, under the railroad tracks and Barrel Road as well. The DOT says it is all part of a larger construction plan to make the intersection safer for people attending events in that area.
AAA says the nation's gas prices are rising and they're expected to get higher in the coming months. The national average right now is $3.40, up 4 cents from a week ago. Right now, North Carolina, the average price is $3.13. That's about the same as last week. In Raleigh, drivers are paying about $3.18 a gallon, and in Fayetteville, the average is $3.05.
And Renee, AAA says that we can expect the prices to go up even more when the producers switch to their more expensive summer blend of gas. That blend is intended to lower emissions during the summer travel season when there are a lot more people on the road, but it's more expensive to refine. So it adds another 5 to 10 cents a gallon to the price of gas. Another railroad crossing in Wake Forest is due to close today as CSX continues its repair work there. The crossing at Ligon Mill Road is expected to be closed today as the rail company works to upgrade it. CSX says other crossings in Wake Forest that have been getting upgrades are now reopened. The crossing at Holding Avenue, which was closed through the weekend, is also expected to reopen today.
It is 6:08. Panic on a Southwest flight as the plane fills with smoke and passengers grab their oxygen masks. The engine fire sparked by a bird strike. Plus, at Duke University, students are making TikTok videos and gaining millions of followers. The class teaching them how to be an influencer.
Taking a look at our temperatures, really warm again for today and tomorrow. And then it's cooler by the middle of this week. And it won't just last this week. I'll show you why we can see the cooler temperatures through the end of the month coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11. Take a look at our live camera network here. The moon is showing up right there on the horizon in Rocky Mount. But then we take a look at Fayetteville, and you can just see a little bit of the sun starting to brighten up the horizon. It's chilly out there. It's 40 in Fayetteville, 43 in Durham right now, and 41 degrees in Rocky Mount. We're in the 30s in some spots this morning. So I was happy to have my coat this morning. It is going to be a little bit warmer tomorrow morning, and we're going to have some nice mild afternoons. It's, again, chilly start this morning if you're going to be heading out the door to exercise. However, if you're going for a run or something aerobic, you know, not so bad. Temperatures this afternoon will end up in the low 70s, so it's going to feel great. It's another mild day tomorrow, and then after that, we're going to see our temperatures becoming much cooler. Brian?
6:12, Elizabeth, as we take a look at traffic this morning. We still have this crash over on the northeast side of Raleigh at Buffalo Road at William and Mary Drive. Still not seeing any delays with that, and apparently it's a pretty minor crash. We're looking good on major routes in Wake County right now. I want to check in on the ride into Durham, and all of those major approaches are clear. Coming in from the north on 501 from Infinity Road down to I-85, we're not picking up any delays. And 40 eastbound from Chapel Hill into South Durham also is looking good, Renee.
Brian, thank you. The Federal Reserve may not be done raising interest rates. The central bank is indicating that it only may raise rates higher. It may keep them there even longer than expected. That's according to the president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says rate hikes are needed to bring down inflation, but the latest figures show consumer prices are still rising. The next meeting of the Federal Reserve's policymakers is March 21st and 22nd.
President Joe Biden is back in Washington today after visiting Selma, Alabama, for a ceremony marking 58 years since Bloody Sunday. President Biden walked side by side with community members and activists, including Reverends Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. They walked across Edmund Pettus Bridge, where on March 7, 1965, about 600 people crossed the bridge in an attempt to begin the Selma to Montgomery March. He was halted by state troopers who violently attacked the peaceful demonstrators in an attempt to stop the march for voting rights. During his speech, the president said voting rights remain under attack today.
The right to vote, to have your vote counted, is the threshold of democracy and liberty. With it, anything's possible. Without it, without that right, nothing is possible. And this fundamental right remains under assault. Conservative Supreme Court has gutted the Voting Rights Act over the years.
The president urged Congress to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Both measures are stalled in Congress.
New this morning, we're getting a look inside the cabin as a Southwest flight made an emergency landing after birds hit an engine.
¿Dónde mi niño?
You can hear screams inside and see smoke around the cabin. The flight was headed for Fort Lauderdale, but had to return to Cuba after birds hit an engine and the nose of the plane yesterday. A fire broke out in the engine, but the plane did land safely, and officials say no one was hurt.
Top-ranked men's tennis player in the world will not be at this week's event in Indian Wells today. Novak Djokovic just announced his withdrawal from that tournament in California. This comes a week after he shared that he had applied for a waiver to get around the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for foreign travelers coming to the U.S. This is Djokovic's fourth year missing this tournament. The U.S. Tennis Association has supported his waiver application.
Join WRL as we celebrate and support our amazing local arts community during the third annual Big Night In for the Arts. The event features performances by Tony Award winner Beth Level, fusion folk artists Larry and Joe, social media dance superstars Cost and Mayer, plus a live performance from Grammy-nominated country artist Reese Palmer. Watch, donate, and celebrate the arts Thursday at 7 on WRL and wherever you stream WRL. Students at Duke University are getting an education in influencing. Professor Aaron Dinan talked to the Today Show's Savannah Sellers about his social media class. Students there are learning how to use TikTok and other social media to build an audience. Professor Dinan says it is less about going viral, more about building an entrepreneurial platform.
Part of what I'm trying to do in the course is help you understand that there is a business structure behind social media. Even though you see Influencer X on YouTube or on TikTok or whatever it is, and they seem like they just rolled out of bed and created whatever casual piece of content, there's actually a lot of business going on behind it.
And it's paying off. The 35 students in the class have collectively amassed 5 million followers. Coming up on Today, exactly how they've been able to do that.
We're at 617 right now on your Monday morning. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We've had 70s in February. Now we're into March. The pollen's starting to fall. And winter's not done with us, right?
It's crazy. But, you know, I've lived here for a long time, and I've seen this happen numerous winters where it'll either be really warm in January or in February, and then all of a sudden in March, everything starts to back up, and that's exactly what we're going to see. We have two more days with highs in the 70s, and then we may not see that again until April. Winter's making a comeback. We're going to see cooler temperatures by Wednesday, and it looks like we're just going to set up for a winter-like pattern, potentially all the way through the bulk of the month of March. Plan for rain on Friday. It'll be a chilly rain. Saturday's starting to trend a little drier. It may be that we see rain early in the morning and then begin to dry out. It's a pretty start out there this morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro. We're seeing mostly sunny skies here. Apex and Chapel Hill are mostly clear. Look at that. You see right there. That's the moon setting right there behind the buildings on Franklin Street, looking beautiful from Top of the Hill Restaurant. And it's nice and quiet in Durham as well. Here's a look at the big picture. This high pressure system brought us all the sunshine over the weekend with highs in the 60s. High pressure systems rotate clockwise. So as the high moves out into the Atlantic, our wind starts to shift to southerly. So we're going to be nice and warm. We're going to be on the warm side of that warm front. But eventually, we're going to see that dipping southward and colder air filters in for us as we get through the afternoon on Tuesday, setting us up for a chilly day on Wednesday. So here are the color contours this morning. Now, today, we're going to stay on the milder side. You can see the green color contours, but that front dips southward and puts us back in the blue shaded area for Wednesday. And then that's pretty much all she wrote. We're going to see a cooler pattern than for the rest of the month. Here's a look at the precipitation that's headed our way for Friday. You can see this low pressure system. It's a fairly slow mover. We'll be dry on Thursday and into the first half of Friday. And then gradually on Friday afternoon, we start to see that rain approaching. We'll move through and deposit there at 5 o'clock. We'll see rain overnight Friday night, but that cold front pushes out fairly early on Saturday, and Saturday's starting to look a little bit drier. Checking out those temperatures, 70s for today and tomorrow. And then we drop to 59 Wednesday, 61 on Thursday. Our normal high for today is 60. So Wednesday and Thursday, we're actually close to normal. We'll be below normal on Friday, but the weekend isn't far from normal. It's just going to feel a lot different than what we saw for most of January and February. On Saturday, I've set those clocks ahead 1 hour, lose that hour of sleep, but we have more daylight in the evenings, Brian.
All right, 619 right now. We still have this crash over on the northeast side of Raleigh. Just check with Raleigh 911, and that still is an active scene. A minor crash at Buffalo Road at William and Mary Drive, not too far from 540 out there. Still not seeing any delays. Again, this is a minor crash, so it likely has been moved off the road. Still, you might see some flashing lights. You need to move over and give them some room to work. Looking good in Durham right now, but we are starting to pick up some delays on 40 westbound, right around the Clayton Bypass, heading into Garner. We'll get an update on those backups coming up in a few minutes. A reminder in Wake Forest that today they're scheduled to close that railroad crossing at Ligon Mill Road as CSX does those upgrades. They're going to hopefully reopen the Holding Avenue Railroad crossing today, but Ligon Mill will be closed at some point here. Just plan on a detour. Look for alternate routes in that area.
Will do, Brian. Thank you. Atlanta police released surveillance video of an attack at a training facility. The fireworks and Molotov cocktails thrown at officers, leading to dozens of people detained.
And King Charles is attempting to bring his family together once again. The invitation extended to Prince Harry and Meghan.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Jordan this morning, all part of his Middle East tour. He's also going to be traveling to Israel and Egypt. This all in a show of support for its main regional allies. He did write on Twitter before his departure he would meet with key leaders and reaffirm the U.S. commitment to regional stability and advancing the shared interests of our allies and partners. While he is in Israel, Austin will also raise concerns about the violence in the West Bank and discuss efforts to reduce tensions ahead of Muslim and Jewish religious holidays.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Ryan Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Chris Rock's history-making special on Netflix is still making waves on social media this morning. Viewers have pointed out, though, a glaring error in one of his jokes about Will Smith. When Rock pointed out how much physically bigger Smith is compared with him, he compared the characters they've played in movies. Rock said while he was a zebra, Smith was a shark. However, as we all know, Smith's character in Shark Tale, which we all watched, was not a shark, but it was actually a blue streak cleaner wrasse, which I've learned is a fish. And by the way, his name was Oscar. So, you know, come on.
That was the takeaway that people had. They just, you know, want to make sure they get it right. No, I mean, Chris Rock was also addressing that whole, you know, slap. And he said, you know, the thing that people wanted to know, did it hurt? And he said, yes, because he played Muhammad Ali. So that was the other role that Will Smith played. No slap? Inaccuracy there.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I have to look on Wikipedia for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And a warning about bears from the National Park Service getting a lot of jokes. Mm-hmm. In a tweet, the National Park Service said, if you come across a bear, never push a slower friend down, even if you feel the friendship has run its course. One user asked, well, what if you're the slower friend? And the Park Service replied, check in on the friendship before you head into the woods, which I think is a good... Yeah. Thing where, you know, wherever you're going. Second on the friendship.
I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun one of you two. Right. You know?
You'll win, hands down, Hogan.
Don't be last in that
you're
race.
The runner.
It's tough. They bring this up in jest. It's gotten a lot of play on social media, but it's the time of the year when, you know, we're getting warmer temperatures. Bears are starting to become more active coming out of hibernation. So,
and especially if you've seen Cocaine Bear. That movie, that's top of mind.
That's
a equal opportunity.
Bear.
Yeah.
A new season of The Voice begins tonight on WRAL. Two new coaches join the show, Chance the Rapper and Niall Horan. They will join Kelly Clarkson and the show's last original coach, Blake Shelton. This is Shelton's last season. He'd like to go out in a unique way.
Yeah, I would like to win. I would like to have two winners this season. I think that would be, people would talk about it.
Bet they would. The new season of The Voice begins tonight at 8, following Governor Cooper's State of the State address here on WRAL.
Starting today, a pilot program testing out a new self-driving shuttle in Cary. This autonomous shuttle will begin driving people around Bond Park starting at noon. The town will test run the shuttle for the next few months. It will take a four-stop route on weekdays from the Cary Senior Center to the Bond Park Community Center.
School leaders are looking at security options to prevent weapons from ever getting to school campuses. Right now, we're live in Harnett County with a look at what the Board of Education will be considering today.
And our skies are clear this morning, but temperatures are chilly. If you're headed to the airport or just off to work, we're starting off in the 30s and 40s, but we will end up with a nice mild afternoon. I'll show you coming up.